Okay, so I am a film major, and what I do realize, or what I have recognized, is in Houston, is that one of the bigger things to do is go to the movie theater. So I am going to do a tour of Houston's movie theaters. We have several movie theaters here. Different kinds in different areas, and depending on what area you're in is the type of movie theater you're going to encounter. So we have everything from AMC to the Edwards movie theaters. We also have the more independent movie theaters like Sundance. River Oaks shows a lot of independent films. AMC 30 shows independent films. An independent film is what they would consider low budget or not necessarily produced by the major studios in Hollywood. And they have to go through different channels to in order to get shown. So we cater to those here in Houston, Texas, which is awesome. So you can see a variety of different things. There's even a Bollywood theater here. So what's it called? Brain fart. AMC theaters are very nice. We have several different AMC theaters. AMC Studio 30. There's also AMC Willowbrook 24. AMC 30 is interesting because when it first opened, it was super nice. It has 30 screens. It's off of Dunnville. And the neighborhood that it's surrounding it is kind of iffy, so to speak. It's not the best neighborhood. It's not necessarily the worst, but it's not the best, right? And the thing is, it's just a couple of few blocks or so away from the Galleria area. So they built the AMC theater and it was super nice. I went to the grand opening of that a long time ago. I can't remember when that opened, but they were giving away free popcorn and I believe hot dogs that day. And the theater was beautiful. So now it has turned into more of an independent film theater. It does have the regular run movies, but also they incorporate a lot of the independent films and the Bollywood international films. They have added a bar. Very pricey, but they added a bar. And I still think of it as a good movie theater because I've gone through it a lot. But if other people would drive up to it, they might feel a little iffy about it because, the surrounding neighborhood is not the best. It's next to Walmart, which is another thing that people don't like. So, but I would suggest that you go to it because you can see some really good films there. Also, we have Edwards Theaters. We have three of those. Edwards Houston Marquee, the Edwards Grand Palace, and then they made a new one, the Edwards at West Oaks Mall. Now, the Edwards Theaters are very nice. They are very large, usually decorated really beautifully. Lots of colors. And I would say they are one of the pricier theaters. So a little bit more than AMC, the AMCs. But the thing about the Edwards Theater, your experience, you can go to the Edwards Marquee and watch movies in IMAX on a really big screen. Now they have the RPX theaters incorporated in their things, which I think is kind of a rip off. It's just the quality
quality of sound is higher, and they have leather seats, and you can feel the boom and the rattle and everything. Which, that's the way theaters used to be regular. So you didn't have to pay extra for it. That's what you used to go for. Well, now what I did discover is going to the new Edwards Theater, the one at West Oaks Mall, they give you that quality in the regular theaters, and they also have RPX, so I have no idea how much better of a sound that would be, because I never pay the extra money just because it's an RPX. I do go from time to time for free, so I have been into those theaters, and it is nice. It is a nice experience. You have, like I said, you have the leather seats, and then you also have the great quality sound. Now, there are Cinemark Tinseltowns. Now, there were several Tinseltowns, but then they started shutting down because the Tinseltowns were built in, I guess, lower income areas. And after a while, they just kind of went down with the neighborhood, which is sad because they were really good Tinseltowns. I think we only have, what, maybe like 3 of them left here. Now, if you want to get a quality movie and get a good show, go to Tinseltown 290. I believe the tickets for adults are only like for $6 and some change, maybe. And that's first run. And then they do a lot of the midnight showings and everything, and you get discounts on that. So, and then I believe their matinee and things like that are only like $3 in some days, or maybe $4. So, Tinseltown 290 is an awesome place for discount movie going, for first run movies. And I like their combinations that they have for their concession stands. Also, let's see, what else do we have? For great independent films and for a new experience, you should go to River Oaks Theater, and that's off of West Gray. River Oaks has been around for a very long time. There's only 3 screens there. There's one large one and 2 smaller ones. They have a bar upstairs, which is awesome. Like, there's actually a bartender, and he's down behind here. You go there. And they show usually like 2 independent films and 1 first run. And also, they do specialized nights. Like, they always, I think once a month, they do a Rocky Horror show, a picture show. They have that, and people come out in their costumes and sing along and perform along with the screen. They also do lots of independent films there. That's where you go to see a lot of them. River Oaks was showing independent films when no one else was. I've been there for our 48-hour film festival. When you do that, our 24 hours and 48-hour film festivals, you go there and you do your screenings there, and then they vote on who's best and who wins, basically, at the River Oaks Theater. We do that. They have now added the Sundance movie cinemas. I have yet to go to that. It is downtown on Texas Avenue at the Bayou Place down there. It used to be the Angelica. Now it's called Sundance. So I know that they're showing a lot of first run movies, which I thought was odd because I thought Sundance cinemas only showed Sundance movies. But I guess that's not true. So it's a combination of the independent Sundance people that win at Sundance, or get shown at Sundance, and the first run movies. Excuse me. So, that is an interesting location to go to. So if you're ever downtown, check out the Sundance cinema there. Now, getting out of the traditional theaters, you go into your movie taverns, the okay, you have the movie taverns, the Studio Movie Grill, and the Alamo Theaters, and all of those are neat because they have this kind of like restaurant slash movie situation where you go in and you have a full menu of all kind of foods, and you have servers and they come around and you can so they come around and they take your order and they serve you, and then you watch your movies while you're eating full meals. They have full bars, and so you're not just going there eating junk, so to speak, you know, just popcorns and sweets. You get, you know, salads and steaks and pizzas, like really good pizzas. And Studio Movie Grill, it's good for that. You can go on Groupon and get usually go on Groupon and get a good price on Groupon for those in the Movie Tavern and Alamo Theaters. And there used to be three. Now there's only two of the Alamo Theaters. There's one in West Oaks Mall, but they closed that down because they opened the new Edwards. So if you go out towards Katy, the Mason Park, and then Vintage Park, they have the those theaters there. So, 73. Those are fun. You could take, you know, a date there and kind of have your dinner and your movie in the same go. They also have theme nights. I know the Alamo mostly has theme nights where they'll have nights where they show older movies that you know, popular movies like Pulp Fiction. They'll have a Pulp Fiction night, and then everybody comes out to do Pulp Fiction. They do the Grease sing along, so they'll play Grease and you can sing along and they'll do all that, and then you have fun eating and drinking and all that stuff, so you and your friends could go out there and have that experience. Now, I mean, movie theaters have come a long way. One of my favorite theaters is the Windchime Theater, and they now show $1.25 movies. I think on Tuesdays there are only 50 cents, or $1 or 50 cents. I can't remember now. But the sad thing about it is that it's kind of falling apart. Nobody, you know, there's not enough money to renovate it like it should be, and I wish that I had the money to renovate it, because I would, and you know, keep the pricing the same, because that was like one of my childhood favorite places to go, at the Windchime movies. I mean, at that time it was a regular running movie theater, and it has, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 6 or 8 screens. And the popcorn was like always the best there, and you would go there, and they had video games on the wall, and it's not that big of a place. It's in the middle of a strip mall. It's like one of the old school, and it's still there. And but I mean, if you're willing to wait a little while for the first run movie to go out of the bigger theater, then they usually play them at Windchime, and that's on Westheimer, going towards it's on Westheimer, going towards A-Leaf. So, last but not least, the drive-in movie theater. There is a drive-in movie theater in Houston. Well, not in Houston. It's actually out of the city limits of Houston. Drive-in movie theater, yeah, it's in Hockley, the Showboat Drive-In. The Showboat Drive-In is awesome in the fact that you get two movies for the price of one. So,
It's cool because you go and you drive up and you have to. It's a little different from old school driving where you have to put this thing on your door. You no longer have to do that. You just tune in the radio to the station where it's at, and you sit in your car and you watch the movie on the big thing. There's good points about that and bad points. The good points is that you go out and it's a cool experience. You get to drive in. You could go in and get some really cool food. I mean, it's junk food, but it's good food, you know, like nachos or something like that, and, you know, hot dogs and popcorn and regular. They have some old school video games there that you can play and kind of, you know, reminisce, like a Centipede and things like that. And you're going to get to see two movies, so if you don't mind watching back-to-back movies, then you're in a great place. The bad thing about it is outside, as in, if you want to have, like, if you have a truck or something and you want to go out there, it's Texas, so it gets hot and muggy and, you know, all that kind of thing. The mosquitoes. So if you go out there, you definitely have to have your mosquitoes. But the food prices are great. The atmosphere is cool. I would definitely recommend to take that drive if you want to have, like, a mini, like, day out. That's a good drive to make out to Hockley and go check out the Showboat movie theater, the drive-in theater. We also have, what, Carmichael Theater. And that's off of Highway 6 North in Yorktown, and they are kind of neat because they're the only one here. I believe that's the only Carmichael theater, and I like their combination for their foods also. Anyway, so that is my rundown on Houston theaters. And even outside of Houston, a little at Hockley, the drive-in. But that's my kind of rundown. This is my experience. And there are a few more theaters out there that I didn't get to. I would suggest that you go and check out our theaters here and have some good times. All right, thank you.